17 years ago, two Bay Area rappers, Latif the Truth Speaker and Lyrics Born, joined forces. They even combined their names to release the Latyrics album. Now the duo is back with the efficiently titled The Second Album. Critic Robert Christgau says it's well worth the wait.
Oakland-born Latif Domont is a Black Panther son who raps as Latif the Truth Speaker. Tokyo-born Tom Shimura, a banker's son, who raps as Lyrics Born. In 1996, they collaborated on the gorgeous and contemplative The Latyrics album, then went their solo ways for almost two decades. Now, finally, they've brought forth what is hands down the alt-rap album of the year. Thumbing its nose at know-nothings who still believe rapping isn't music, Latyrics' The Second Album is launched by two rabble-rousing speeches that are musical in themselves. Notice the drum beats, organ bed, and quick internal rhymes of Latif's climax. And that light will blaze the way to a better tomorrow through what we do today. In this light, in this time, it's our charge to all rise and seize the moment, collectively own it. Victory is waiting for us, arms open. We have arrived! We have arrived! We are here! The same two instrumental elements beef up the grander cadences of the more oratorical and even quicker-lipped Lyrics Born. Let's talk about tomorrow. Sea change, a paradigm shift, we change. It's an awesome time for those of us who felt marginalized, compartmentalized, or felt like we led nominal lives, or even felt like a target at times. And where I once felt like an outsider, now I feel like I am empowered, and it doesn't mean it won't... The new album works to vary the two rappers' contrasting flows, not just with basic beats, but with a wealth of melodic elements. These come mostly from the West Coast hip-hop underground. But two remarkable tracks were produced by Tuneyard's Merrill Garbus. The liquid watershed moment evokes the elixir of life in more ways than one. Rippling and dribbling over the little pebbles on the beach, gently tickling in between the little baby's feet. Tiny men are swimming, shimmering like crystals in the stream, living simply, eventually drifting to the sea. Drip, drip, drop, drop. Every little trickle with a light at the mountaintop. Free as an afterthought, stream into a creek, into a river, to the bottle spot. Kept until it's highly sought. Fought over resources, prioritized, and prize in the first order. Latyrics aren't kids anymore, and the second album is also what we inevitably call mature. But for Latyrics, maturity is an occasion for fresh invention. From a song where rumors about a lost cat kicks off an anti-terrorism initiative, to a gun control number in which patriots in powdered wigs load their muskets one bullet at a time. And in the standout Sometimes Why, each rapper looks back as he lays a Polaroid on the same girlfriend's grave. Your hair was long and it tickled my face. That memory lives in a sacred space. Your skin was glowing. Your shirt hung a little off your shoulder, showing the contrast. One black bra strap, the sky crystal blue behind you. Only one lonely cloud marred the view. I got a shiver, the way your eyelashes made your eyes sparkle like a pair of precious soft stones in the river. I leave this Polaroid as a gift on your headstone next to the one that someone else left. Latif is the activist firebrand, Lyrics Born the one-step-at-a-time philosopher of moderation and what he calls entrepreneurial spirit. But both make it their business to look forward. And as the coda to the song I just played makes very clear, this album is life-affirming with a force few artists in any genre can match.
Life. Available for a limited time only.
Limit one per person.
Subject to change without notice.
The new release from Latyrics is called The Second Album. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
May incur damages arising from use or misuse.
Additional parts sold separately.
Your mileage may vary.
Subject to all applicable fees and taxes.
Terms and conditions apply.
Other restrictions apply.
Enjoy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.